Isn't this a sports show?
We're going to start, or I'm assuming everyone is starting their shows today, which is a review of this show from Reddit.
Almost entirely.
JB Briscoe can get annoying sometimes. He tries to make me a better person. I'm just looking for sports.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
I'm sacrificing life and limb only for you to tell me that I can get annoying sometimes. How dare you, Reddit? What have I ever done that's annoying you?
Nerf, I'm Reddit. I think this show is annoying sometimes.
What have I ever done that's annoying?
Take the show with you by listening on the Sports Radio 810 mobile app at 810WHB.com or by searching for Almost Entirely Sports wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll tell you what, I'm definitely not trying to make you a better person today.
This is Almost Entirely Sports on Sports Radio 810.
All right, we're all here together just in time to spend the next 3 hours talking about the most grueling preseason game I think I've literally ever seen. Also, Beards, go let Tom Martin inside. He just texted me the phrase, locked out. Oh, at top of staircase. He could have taken the elevator, but he had to get his steps in. There's a tease for you that Tom Martin of KCTV5 is on his way. No Rudy Salazar tonight. He is sick. Beards McFly is back. Rudy allegedly came down with the case of the I watched the preseason game itis. And man, that will take you down. But we will, at least through this first hour, replace Rudy with Tom Martin. And again, Beards is back tonight. He will have something for Rudy tomorrow, I imagine. But as of right now, we are all here. Tom is now here. I would say hi, Tom, but there's no way this microphone is on yet. You could have just taken the elevator, but you had to get your steps in and be the active boy that you are, and now you're here. I'm really like 2 minutes late, because we don't even start till 7:02, so it's okay.
Well, I lied. I said I'd be on there at 7:03. So.
You're right, that's true, and it's 7:04.
Oh, sorry, let me reflect how I feel going up those stairs.
Listen, it's important that you do, in fact, get those steps in. It's also, it's a handful of steps. By the time you get to the top of those stairs, if you're not a little bit winded, I think you're lying to yourself.
Right. No, that's just my heavy smoking. That's all that is.
That makes sense. You know what? Actually, this is an intervention. Tom, we're all worried about you.
I've never had a cigarette in my life. Can you
really
believe that?
I can. If you were gonna say,
he looks like a goody two shoes. He's never had a cig.
If you would have me say, hey, who in your life do you think is most likely to have never smoked a cigarette? Two of my top three picks are in the room right now, being you and Beards.
Probably the two guys who you think might have a comb or a brush in their back pockets at all times.
Yes, 100%.
And no cigarettes.
That's exactly right. You have a little pocket in your backpack that could either be for a hairbrush or for a pack of cigarettes. Yours is reserved for a hairbrush.
I had someone ask, they got real intrusive about my hair routine, which actually I broke the news of how I do it on this show.
You sure did.
You'll remember.
I don't know if it was on this show, but I was in this chair in this building.
You were.
A holiday. It doesn't really matter.
That's fair. Well, and so like the brush, the comb, a little bit of cheap paste. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
Your natural beauty.
I wouldn't say that.
Maybe it's him. Maybe it's a hairbrush and a comb and a little bit of paste.
I left out 2.5 hours of your time in the morning.
What do you set aside time-wise to make sure that you have a chance to get it to its appropriate amount of floof?
I give myself, and this is for everything, I give myself an hour getting out of bed to then get ready and get to where I'm going. That
including transportation?
It could be a 50-minute drive.
Interesting.
It could be a 10-minute drive, but I give myself the hour, and then I adjust things as I need to. It does not make any sense, but, you know, obviously arriving here 3 minutes late, it could be worse.
Yeah, no, 3 minutes is a totally forgivable amount of time.
It's traffic.
Yeah, I mean, traffic and red lights, are those things get in the
way. I hit, like, 5 red lights in a row.
That stretches like that.
Oh God!
We've talked it before. Well, we talked. I'm just gonna say his name. We talked to Mick. He works for a different television station.
Right.
Just look away from Tom.
Sure.
But he had a very relevant story, which is just the number of times that he's gotten pulled over late at night. Because you know, if you hit that first red light wrong, those next like 10 are going to ruin. You're gonna get home 30 minutes later. So yellow means pedal to the metal. We are going to take the risks here because I don't need to spend an extra 10 minutes in my car.
God, that's a great story.
Isn't it a good story? Isn't it good that I brought
Mick
that up?
Mick Schaefer stories. God, you can't top them. Yellow lights.
This is Tom Martin of KCTV5. You follow Tom on Twitter at TomKCTV5. Locker room show is on right now. You're not on it, clearly.
Yeah.
Are you on it, actually? Sometimes things in media are taped. I don't want to
I'm not on it today, but I assume everyone out there is currently driving while looking at their phones, which is streaming it on Facebook.
Yes, which is what you should be doing while you're driving.
Yes. I will set aside that.
Good.
In fact, if the policeman who then pulls you over isn't also watching it on his phone, then we have a problem.
That's true.
You've got to get the future.
Those concurrent viewers are really important.
We're millennials. We can multitask.
Yeah. I can drink and drive and watch Facebook at the same time.
For legal reasons, I would never endorse that in my life. And that was a joke.
That you would never endorse
no,
it was
not
the joke?
No,
it sounded like
no,
what you just
the,
said was the
no,
joke and you, everything
no.
you said before that was serious.
You know, if I get taken to court, you know, there's probably more reasons why I could be going away.
Yeah, and if everything I've ever said sarcastically, hoping that the IQ of the person listening is high enough to understand sarcasm, if I was going to be put on trial for all of those things, I would be I'd be gone for a long time.
Right. Right.
Speaking of which, I just remembered something that I downloaded, Beard, that did not remind you to open it. But O.J. Simpson's Twitter account is a continued source
just
of...
Just going there.
Yeah.
What is on O.J.'s account today?
Well, we don't have to look it up. We're all going to listen to it together. This is, what, about 2 minutes, Beards? We're going to just hand
minute
over...
Minute and a half.
Minute and a half. Excellent. By the way, if you're wondering how painful the Chiefs-Steelers game was, literally, we're starting the Monday show with Tom's hair routine and O.J. Like, I love... talking about the Chiefs, and I love football, and nothing that happened on Saturday was either of those two things.
We had that game on our air, and I'm cool with this routine.
You can see Tom Martin's beautiful hair on the pregame show.
That's what I'm saying.
Five.
You know, it's amazing. I take a lot of pride, and we take a lot of pride in the work we do.
Absolutely.
Our pregame and postgame shows were wildly more entertaining than the football game. So just watch for those.
That's a
if
good
anything.
Call.
Yes.
I watched the pregame show as I was learning while sitting down here that the game had been delayed. That was heartbreaking because that meant the day was going to get longer for us.
Right. Although we didn't have to be the ones to fill time. So
yes.
Instead they showed...
The franchise.
The franchise.
In its entirety.
You know, again, I think I mentioned this to you. Who doesn't want to see a Clark Hunt syllabus week talk as Steve Spagnuolo tries to keep his eyes open in the room? Just riveting stuff. No, a lot of it, I think, is pretty cool. There's some funny moments in there for sure. And the idea is great.
Yeah.
And there's only so much they're going to want to show.
Absolutely.
Especially this franchise. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. The fact that we've got this much of an opening is a little surprising.
If you give me the franchise, literally any of the other ones,
mm-hmm.
I expect a bit more inside access. But
yep.
There's no need for this franchise to show off stuff. The football's too fun.
And
let that be the show.
Just put the logo on anything. Put Mahomes' face on anything. Literally cereal. And people are going to love it because the football's good. Most
yes.
of my lifetime in Kansas City, it's been the inverse. It's been
right.
like, hey, let's do anything we can to make the Chiefs seem a little more interesting. And now, like, there was a thing online a week or two ago. People were talking about bringing back the touchdown theme song that isn't there anymore because the guy who made it's a pedophile. And I honestly can't believe we're having this discussion legitimately. But, like, that conversation is so useless right now
right.
because we can talk about Patrick Mahomes and then maybe winning a Super Bowl. Like, that's so much more fun.
100%. Now, I apologize because I think my little, you know, talking about the football team thing got in the way of OJ.
It sure did.
Where's OJ?
So OJ Simpson's Twitter account, I imagine everybody listening has now come across at one point or another. The videos usually start with him holding a golf club. This time it was a little less minute. Did you see the one a while back where he was like straight up holding it on his shoulder?
No.
For like the full video?
He is stuck in the 1985 form of doing media where some consultant back then was like, you are actually a Jetson. And you will be acting like this your entire life in media as opposed to maybe... letting him, but maybe that's who he is. So let's find out what it sounds like.
So here is OJ's tweet from about an hour ago. He's standing in front of mountains. He's wearing a large sort of bucket hat that will become relevant at the end because he's going to reference it and you're not going to know what it looks like. He just sort of got his hands resting atop what appears to be a putter of some sort. The The text on this tweet is, a little apprehensive about my fantasy draft this week. Hashtag NFL, hashtag fantasy football. The way that he weaves through topics here is one of the most awkward things I've ever heard in my entire life.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. Well, I'd like to start by giving my condolences to the family and friends of Cedric Benson. We lost him in a motorcycle accident this week. I didn't know Cedric, but I sure admired his game and great seasons he had with Cincinnati. Well, this is the week we draft in my fantasy league, and there's some apprehension because everybody's still worried about...
He only has so much time.
...and Gordon thinking about Le'Veon Bell last year. I don't think you have to worry that much. You got two more weeks. I know Ezekiel was a track guy, so he stays in shape year-round.
Can you imagine if he says, source tells me?
That would be very good. Also, Ezekiel Elliott famously fat for running back.
Missed all training camp and had an MVP season. I missed all training camp one year, showed up the day before the first game.
Doing what?
And I ended up leading the league in rushing. So they still got 2 weeks for them to get out there. Finally, guess who went to camp finally? Antonio Brown. Finally ending all of that stress and drama.
Finally!
And he's putting his teammates and the management through there. I think the only people
I've been wondering if OJ was going to sound off on Antonio Brown.
It's probably Big Ben Roethlisberger and the front office of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm just saying, incidentally, don't dog me because of my hat. It's 105 degrees out here. Take care.
The laugh at the end is so powerful.
He just loves that he can do this.
He loves it so much. He loves freedom so much.
It's not just freedom, like his window to the world.
Yeah.
It turns out, incidentally, his use of the word. I am actually good friends with the one journalist who he has befriended since getting out. Tim Graham. He writes for the Buffalo News in Buffalo, New York.
Uh-huh.
The one interview he gave was to Tim, and so many people have been like, "That was an amazing interview," and so many people have said, "That's kind of scummy." And I'm thinking, if I had the opportunity to interview O.J. Simpson,
yeah.
I think I do it.
You've got to do it.
Yeah.
You've got to do it.
I don't make him my recurring co-host on a show, but I think I talked to him one time.
Well, and so, I mean, I imagine that somewhere in the interview prep time there would be the precursor of like, hey, listen, you can't talk about him maybe probably killing two people. Like, and so with that limitation, it's interesting.
Right.
You get put into an interesting place.
Yeah. Do you like pulp? Okay.
Did you know Cedric Benson? No. Okay. You want to start this video by talking about? Okay.
Hey.
Good.
You know what?
Gotta do it all in one video. Okay. Cool.
I grew up a Texas Longhorns fan. You know, OJ, I appreciate the Ced Benson shout out.
Do you?
I do.
Do you think his family does?
Hey. Sure.
We're in a time of mourning right now, but at least OJ said condolences for the loss of Cedric.
I'm not gonna dog a guy for offering condolences for...
And he talked about Ezekiel Elliott.
Play the transition again here, Beards. Play the transition of he talks about... Listen, man, if he got that news and he would have done a video to be like, hey, condolences to Cedric Benson, great running back, respect
the
craft,
the
whatever, RIP.
The way OJ does things is he has to get his news of the week in the 220 allotment. It's not his fault. Blame Twitter.
He could have done... No. First of all, this was a 90-second video. He had time to work with here.
He's just being careful.
And for once. And all he
had
to
really,
do...
Are we really getting additional OJ Knox in all these years
later?
Yes, absolutely. Did you feel proud for once there?
No. It seems like
I got one in earlier,
sort of,
by the way.
Did I miss it?
Did
I miss your stab at OJ?
It was little, but like...
missed mine.
What do those do at this point?
You missed mine. I said stab at OJ.
What do those do at this point? We have OJ Made in America ensured that we should never probably have to do anything again besides just reference people to that documentary. And
yeah.
It's amazing. Amazing.
But we are like reading his tweets right now, and I feel like I want to make people smile and also acknowledge the fact that we know that this is what we're doing right now. Play the transition here, Beards.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly.
You're playing the whole thing again?
Well, I'd like to start by giving my condolences to the family and friends of Cedric Benson.
This is fine.
We lost him in a motorcycle accident this week. I didn't know Cedric, but I sure
That's a little strange.
His game and great seasons he had with Cincinnati. Well, this is the week we draft.
Ah!
In my fantasy
I don't know,
league.
Man. I don't think you can do a 15-second eulogy and then become Matthew Berry.
There was a second and a half pause. He took a deep breath. You know, I'll tell you, sometimes on television, this is no joke, mm-hmm. in our newscasts, mm-hmm. I actually, and I cannot give you specific examples, but our news anchor, after I wrap up sports and toss back to them, mm-hmm. will have to say, thanks, Tom, and immediately be like, five puppies are dead.
You're right.
As they toss to the... Because I finish up... This is the weekend newscast
yeah.
with Amy Anderson, who does a tremendous job.
Sure.
And Amy is tasked. There's no other choice. You tease the top story, and often it's not good.
Yeah.
So we've had a little power rankings of, God, just how bad can it get? Out of necessity, you almost wish it would just, okay, the toss will be like someone else. But
uh-huh.
I'll walk up, I'll say my final piece. I'll say, we're hoping to get Damian Williams back on the field. And she goes, thanks, Tom. Well, a roof burned down in Tucson. And guess what? Like, the company on the hook is from Kansas City. Like, that's what we have to deal with.
But here's the thing. That's all I understand. OJ doesn't have to do that.
No.
It's a Twitter video.
No, but I understand in his little world that second and a half pause is enough for him to move on.
It's like he expected whoever that is that's holding this phone, it's like he expected him to have a little graphic sweeper, you know, come through. Just cold open, Cedric Benson condolences, and then like a zoom. Hey, Twitter world, it's yours truly. Let's talk about fantasy.
See,
drafts.
I was assuming that whoever's holding the camera back there has like giant cue cards or whatever.
Oh, that's
it's
pretty
like,
good.
And they're just mouthing, next topic, next topic.
There's like a producer like with the thing in their ear back there. What's
yeah.
the thing in the ear called? Three letters.
IFB.
Do you know what that's? I feel like we've asked this before. Do you know what that stands for?
No idea.
I feel like I've legitimately had this
conversation
with
8 years in television.
You.
No idea.
What does IFB stand for? I think I've Googled this before. Interrupt for broadcast.
Yeah.
I may have had this conversation with Danny. I've had this conversation
definitely
with a Fiverr. Anyone ever called you guys Fiverrs before?
No.
Well, now you're Fiverrs.
I feel bad that you mixed us up. This is like when you have a girlfriend and you're like, remember that one time we saw that movie and it was a different girlfriend? And she's like, no.
I sure don't.
I'm like, ah.
I sure don't. No, sorry, Josh. Prometheus came out in 2010. What are you talking? Oh,
wow,
God.
I dreamt about it. Jeez.
Do you have a story like that? Do you have an awkward, like, oh, I remember when we did this thing?
No.
Remember how great this was?
Not off the top of my head.
That's probably for the best. It's a great point. And I honestly,
yeah.
I don't. Here's the thing.
I've done it, and it's just been totally innocent. It's like, okay, we took that, you know, we went shopping at Sutherland's that one time. Like, hey, I'm back at Sutherland's again,
uh-huh.
but it was with a different girl who I was dating 2 months before you. Like, it's very possible to mix those up.
Sure.
Very innocently. Sometimes it's not so innocent. And for those people, you just have to laugh.
I have to laugh and then look away and then hope that someone else says something about their fantasy draft to give us a segue out of this topic.
Oh, God, I could have sworn she dressed up as one of the mean girls that year. Dang it. God, I forgot her nationality. Shoot.
Is that a recurring problem?
No.
Okay. That's a problem a friend had?
No. I should have tried. I should still try to.
We can run it back if you want.
Before these breaks with Amy, I should try to see what the next story is and then do a transition from sports.
Oh, that would be so good.
I look at the prompter and then I go up and I say, my final words. So, Amy, they're hoping that he can aid the team. Thanks, Tom. AIDS responsible for. It's not funny because it's like these terrible things, but
you telegraphed that one really well.
It's obvious, right?
Yeah, it really is. And now the Raiders are left wondering if Antonio Brown is a cancer to the locker room. Thanks, Tom. Llamas, cancer, a real problem.
Whoa,
says local
on.
Farmers.
Hang
what?
On. You just intercepted that with llamas.
I did.
Llamas automatically is the buffer. You have filtered it through the llama system,
See,
and now everyone's
joke,
okay.
I think that's. Yeah, I think that no. Not everything's okay.
Yes.
These llamas have cancer, and that's heartbreaking. That's one of the saddest things I've ever heard.
But, oh man, llama. First of all, what kind of toss is llama? Two question marks. Llamas, cancer.
I'm in radio, Tom. I don't know. Can llamas get
worst producer
cancer?
Ever?
Diseases of llamas and alpacas. Let's see. Well, let's see if I can find. Don't you think? Can't pretty much anything with cells get cancer? Is that not generally how that works?
I don't know.
This okay. Well, I've now seen a picture of something above the phrase gastric ulcers llama. So none of this is what I wanted. No, God.
Can you make a toss from that?
No. All right. Okay, Tom. The prompt here is that the next story is about a llama with gastric ulcers. You're up.
Oh man.
I'll do the audio clip. Okay, Andy Reid to the podium.
And we're looking forward to the challenge of playing the gastric llamas on Sunday.
Back to you, Tom.
You just heard from Andy Reid, temporarily disoriented there. This is tough. Gastric ulcers?
Yeah.
In a llama. You know, when I encounter this, they say you encounter everything if you're in the business long enough. When I encounter this, I'll let you know how it went.
And it sounds like the Chiefs are on the fast track to pulses going through Arrowhead. Over to you, Amy. Thanks, Tom. Gastric ulcers are a real problem for these llamas.
See, but that's the thing. That is exactly how it'd be written. It's just, it's straight into it. Because when you lead with llamas, it allows people to kind of, you need to get to it first. You need to get to it first. Get to the worst part of it possible.
Horrible tragedy. Rest in peace, Cedric Benson. Thanks, Tom. Fantasy drafts are coming up this week. I'm OJ Simpson. What? Like, that's literally where this started.
And we look forward to seeing Patrick Mahomes bomb it downfield.
Let's say we take a break. Let's do that. We can take a break right now. Tom Martin of KCTV5.
Yeah.
On Twitter at TomKCTV5.
Don't tell him that.
Tweet Tom your favorite segues that he needs to bridge the gap from. We'll see how good of a professional he is. You can tweet at both of us. I'm at JB Briscoe, in case you're wondering. And we will find the segue between. You can give us a sports story to news story or a news story to sports story. And we will figure that out. And all of this entire abomination of a first segment has all been more entertaining than that preseason game was.
Yes.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Your back end is solid. It's not awful.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
I have some breaking news to announce here on Sports Radio 810. Bob Barker of Price is Right fame is trending on Twitter. Now, but, I will say.
But I will say this. Can I just interject?
Please, Tom Martin of KCTV5.
I'd like to point out that Bob Barker is trending on Twitter.
He is.
We would like to formally, I think, announce on this show.
Can we break the news right now? Beards, can I get the sounder one more time? I just want to make sure this has the appropriate amount of television weightiness for Tom Martin of KCTV5.
Yeah. Bob Barker's still alive! He's alive!
He's alive, everybody!
He's alive!
I think that's a bigger announcement than Bob Barker having died.
I can't believe he's still alive. What is he trending for?
So apparently there's a video of a Bob Barker lookalike. Like throwing a towel on an alligator's head.
I think it's from
head.
A couple of years ago as well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Is he going to jump on this alligator?
He throws the towel on it, and then he kind of walks slowly behind. This is clearly not Bob Barker.
It's just an old man. Not, oh, jeez. Oh, God. Oh,
wait,
my God.
You're ahead of me. Okay, he is about to mount it.
Nothing happens. Everything's fine.
Okay, he's about to mount it. He's behind it. Looks like he's, oh, there goes the gator. Oh, boy. Oh. Okay. Is his arm off or is it on? Oh, he's holding his arm. That is the most.
Still holding his arm, still attached to the shoulder, by the way.
Can I say badass?
No.
most badass old man I've ever seen in my life.
He almost was the most badass man you had ever seen in your whole life.
Video looks like it was taken in 1996. I think he's probably dead by now.
That's a great point. Well, listen, you would have thought that about Bob Barker in 1996.
Yeah, guess who's not? First of all, amazing. You know, Bob Barker's PR team must be sitting here thinking, how did we deserve this?
Do you think there's any chance that he is actually dead and just no one's found out yet?
They're just playing reruns?
Well, no, Drew Carey does Price is Right now, Beards. He hasn't done Price is Right since 2007. If you're wondering how I knew that off the top of my head, it was because I just Googled Bob Barker.
Bob Barker was born in 1923. So he is 95. Yeah.
His birthday's in December. He'll be 96 then.
Yeah.
How, if I was going to give you, let's say a genie pops up here, Tom. This isn't really how genies work, but I'm going to say you can look into your future right now. First of all, would you want to know the time of your death? If I could tell you right now, you know it's November 14th, 2000. Would you want to know the specific day,
year, time,
all of that?
I thought you said just the time, like what time of day.
No. You know the moment of your death, and it's inevitable.
Do you know how much money that could make, though? If you could find out, obviously this requires a lot of technology, but...
We're living in the sci-fi world now.
Yeah. No, but like to know what time you died. I would love to know that. Did I die at night? It must have meant I did something kind of cool.
I mean, you could just die in your sleep. You could have gone to bed early. You died at 9:07.
Nah, I'm still awake. I'm definitely still awake at 9:07.
Well, you could be 85.
And partying hard at 9:07.
Which is why you died at 9:12.
Yes.
Because you're doing a cake stand at 9:07.
No, I would not want to know the date. Cause
really?
Because that's the whole point of life, right? You don't want to think about that. You're just distracting yourself with all these things to keep yourself going.
Well, here's because I'm constantly thinking about that.
Here's the question, though. Do you know the date down to the year, or is it just like August 12th?
No, that would be the worst. Every August 11th would be so stressful.
Oh, man.
No. I'm saying you know.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
You know the day of.
August 12th would still be bad. You got to wait until 11:59.
Yeah. You know what? It'd be a good excuse for like a mid-year party. You can be like, hey, everybody, on August 13th, we're either going to turn up or you guys are going to all be real sad because I'm dead.
Good Lord.
But it's another year. It's really celebrating another year of life. It's like a second birthday.
That should be the birthday tradition in like the year 2500.
Yeah.
At that point, you'll know.
I would like to know the moment of my death because I think it would... Having a clock ticking.
What if I say it's 2 weeks from now? Doesn't that just kill you?
No, two weeks from now. No. I think I would spend the next 2 weeks really differently.
No, that's terrible, though. Terrible.
I don't think it is.
I'd rather be caught by total surprise than know that I have 2 weeks until I'm dead at, you're like, what, 19? 19.
Yeah, well, I'm slightly older. That's fine. I can legally drink. I would definitely want a 2 week warning. Because you just know it's hitting too. Like, think of about all of the stuff you could do in those 2 weeks you may have otherwise not gotten done.
Sure.
I'm not just talking about bucket list stuff, but like you get to, you know, write letters to your friends and family about your impending death and all of the things you would have left unsaid had you died unaware.
Honey, I was driving home and they just talked about death. For like all 27 minutes of my commute.
Still more uplifting than the Chiefs Steelers game.
I thought you were about to say still better than the Royals.
Well, that's also, there's a lot of things, I guess, so far in Kansas City sports that have been less uplifting than
if
death.
If your thumb is on that other changer, you think about that long and hard.
You stay right here. We're
you
gonna
wonder.
We're going to talk about our impending doom.
The only people allowed to change this dial are people in Gardner, and that's it. That's the only reason. I'll give you John Means versus Bubba. Hint, Bubba's probably striking out.
Yes, it's been bad. We don't really talk about the Royals opposite
of
the Royals here.
He was off to such
here,
a good start.
But yikesy.
Okay, hey, let's change this. We don't need to talk about that team.
Let's not.
It's not why they're here.
So I would like to know when I was going to die because I feel like it would give me some, like, it would give me some time to knock out some things I wanted to get done, you know?
Not really.
All right, you get three wishes.
Because life hasn't done that enough?
Yeah, exactly. Because right now I don't know my deadline. Don't you like a deadline, literally? Hey, get this package produced, Tom.
Well, the problem
is... Okay, by when? Who knows?
Okay, that is the problem with our society and folks my age and thereabout, is they think they can compare anything and it just holds up.
That's the problem.
That was a terrible comparison.
No, it's... No, because it gives you a deadline for the things that you might not have otherwise done.
Yeah, but like, I'm gonna do the story. Me having,
that's true.
Yeah, I mean, come on. We're gonna break this down.
Yes.
You're gonna throw that at me. I am gonna make sure that you earn your comparison.
Genie, three wishes. What are they?
In general?
Yes.
Not to know when I die.
That's, well, you already have that one. Good. So I feel like that one shouldn't count, probably. But if you'd like to really make sure.
Okay, hang on. No. I'm not going to waste that one.
No, that's fine. I'll let you think. I'll stall while you think about it.
You're asking me these
bit.
Very difficult questions. This is on hard mode.
Yeah, we're clearly playing on hard mode.
Lots of difficult questions.
And I
hope you and Beards were like, Tom's coming in. Let's think of what to ask him. Oh, yeah. Genie and three wishes. We'll pull that one out.
I mean, you can look. My Google Doc is basically for next hour, and it's detailed notes in the preseason game. But again, this just feels better.
Sure. Okay, for one, I think it's the obvious, anything that is as bad as or worse than a donut no longer affects you when you eat it.
That's good.
I mean, that,
I like
that's
that.
That's got to be number one.
So would you like to could you expand that to like infinite reasonable health? No matter you can pound donuts, you can go Chick-fil-A mac and cheese, quick review. You can go Chick-fil-A mac and cheese every day and you're good. Your review is that it's fine?
It's fine. It's suitable. I compared it to a slightly better version of the hot food mac at Whole Foods or other similar grocery stores.
You are a mac and cheese enthusiast, I would say.
I'm a huge... This is a topic I will spend an entire day with you on.
I don't think we can do it right now.
Now that you've asked, my power rankings for the best mac in KC would go as follows.
Mac and... Beards, can we get some music for...
I'm working on it.
That's what I figured.
Stall!
Mac and queso. Kansas City, more like queso city. I'm stalling for Beards. I'm just trying to provide time until he gets the music that we use for power ranking things.
That's a cue for queso.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, it's a reach, clearly.
Yeah.
Beards is just taking a really long time to get this music going.
You could do, like, just mac and cheese and just pronounce it, you know, kind of like...
Mac and...
Like, with a K.
Listen, the string section took a while to get to.
Okay.
Beards has to compose each of these individually before he plays them, and he puts great love into all of them, but sometimes it takes a minute for him to get them composed.
That's fine.
This is a new one.
This is it?
Yeah.
You just made this just now. Wow. I will say, for all the shortcomings you have as a producer, and there are many, you're a good composer.
Did you listen to Friday's show?
I did. I'll give you my top five. Is that fair?
I would love top five. Five to one, of course.
Starting at number five.
Category here, like, is this all mac and cheese
in
Kansas City?
Any mac and cheese in Kansas City.
Queso City.
Number five. The music's great.
It's really wow. Good. Beards just made it.
Number five. 3rd Street Social in Lee's Summit. Really good.
That sounds really good. Is this a breadcrumb situation? Is this a baked situation? Little loose leaf?
It kind of reminds me of my number four, mac and cheese in Kansas City.
Oh, man.
Q39.
No bleep.
Q39's side mac and cheese.
Interesting.
It's not even a side. You have to make it an appetizer, but damn it, I have it as my side every time.
Is it... So, again, is this a baked mac and cheese? Is this... Noodles just floating around, just some loose nudes?
No. This is very well crafted. This is not loose nudes. Oh, you think these people just go out there and they just humding it every day. No. Number three on my mac and cheese power rankings.
Yeah.
This is difficult because the top two have been cemented ever since I got here. I mean, I had them first.
To the radio station?
I have loved them.
Is there more mac and cheese in here?
Number three. We're going to pause number three. We'll come back to number three.
No, we're not. One and two is a lock, and four and five is a lock. What's happening in your head at number three? Walk us through this play-by-play.
I'm having trouble remembering the place. Like, you ever forget the name? I tweeted this.
It's like whenever you call your girlfriend the wrong movie or whatever we were talking about earlier.
Gosh.
Let's talk about rest in peace, Cedric Benson.
I mean, this is edge of your seat. Radio right here.
Now let's pivot over to the news.
If I scroll on my phone back about a week, I was tweeting about this.
Llamas with cancer? Story at 7. I'm Tom Martin.
Wait, hang on.
Brown's feet.
Wait, here we go.
They look like hooves.
I think I found...
Speaking of hooves, a pack of llamas died today in northwest Arkansas.
Gastrointestinal issues.
Oh my gosh.
Just a horrible, brutal way about a life and death.
Speaking of
brutality... Chiefs Steelers preseason game number two.
I thought you were going to say, speaking of brutality, Tom's mac and cheese power rankings. Okay, I have found Number three.
Lightning delayed Chiefs Steelers by an hour. It also took the lives of a small family of marsupials.
Number three on my mac and cheese power rankings, West Side Local.
It sounds like you have a deep love for this place.
West Side Local's very good.
Sounds very good. I haven't been to any of these places. I mean, I've been to Q39, but I haven't had the mac and cheese there.
Number two. Can I get an echo from Beards? Number two.
Number two!
Whoa.
Beer Kitchen in Westport.
Oh.
Excellent use of the bacon. The bacon is tremendous.
Interesting.
The mac is very well constructed, and the cheese...
I was just about to ask about the construction.
Yes. And...
If you cut it into a brick, does it stand up? Like, is it a...
Oh, no.
A cube,
no.
Or it's still messy in
this
there.
Mac has a life of its own.
Interesting.
You know, it's... If you could put mac as an Instagram model... Not a picture of mac and cheese, but if that mac were modeling on a beach...
As a human being.
It is Beer Kitchen's mac and cheese. And Beards, number one!
Number one!
Without a doubt, Brown and Low in River Market.
Say that one again?
Brown and Low in River Market, number one mac and cheese in Kansas City. Certified Tom Martin's... Unofficial, unscientific, totally scientific power rankings.
Now, what are your thoughts on Ezekiel Elliott?
Well, for me, you don't pay a guy.
I keep the music going. It's fine. It's all the same thing, Beard. That's the
as
whole
bit. As a running back to come back, what are you looking up?
Pictures of the Beer Kitchen mac and cheese.
You just asked me a question to Phil that you don't care about, for the record.
I mean, I haven't cared about most of this hour, for being really honest.
Okay, fine.
It was also because that's the thing that OJ pivoted to. Is this it in a little blue dish like that?
I think so. Mac and cheese at Beer Kitchen. Wait, did someone put like what is this? What is this website?
This is the inkkc.com website.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to find photographic evidence of how hot this mac and cheese is.
Just go to Instagram.
Well, it's not even my number one.
But you said this is the one that would be an Instagram model. Like, since I can't eat any of them
right
now.
So then what does that make number one?
Number one is Instagram.
Oh.
Yeah, think about
that
one.
It has all my information.
Wrap your mind around that.
You want to play the game where you go into your Instagram settings and see what Instagram thinks you care about? Have you done that before?
No.
Oh, this is really fun.
Okay.
Let's do that. Beards, get this music out of here. This music is bull bleep. This music is garbage. More on Ezekiel Elliott staying fit. Which mac and cheese do you think Ezekiel Elliott would most enjoy? Famous... Health aficionado.
Charbar.
You said that with so much disdain.
No, Charbar is actually pretty good. I don't know. I don't care about Zeke Elliott right now.
Beards, have you given us new music that we can have that will more accurately fit this game we're going to play?
Yeah, the string section was faster this time.
Oh, really? Yeah. Excellent. Good.
How do
you.
I... What's
I'm going to try to figure it out, but we got to let the music start for the bit.
Okay.
This one's so different and special in its own way.
This is straight out of Superbad.
Oh my god, there are horns in this one.
Never mind.
There are horns in this one.
This is like
God, Beards,
this is
you're
like,
so good at this.
This is like Superbad Mariachi.
So go to settings. And then I think security. Hold on.
Where are
you're
you
an
leading
expert
me?
At this game, I see.
Yeah.
It's just been a minute since
I Are you going to make me say access data?
I would
share
like to
data
read.
With JB Briscoe.
I wish that is my Instagram handle. Thanks for mentioning that.
Accessing
at
my
Tom
data.
Mark
yeah.
N with no I. Is that your Instagram?
You could imagine how many Tom Martins exist.
You know,
many.
Go to ads and then not ad activity. About ads. You know what? Did they move?
Wait, how does Instagram decide what ads? No, that's
Instagram
not it.
Instagram ad. Interests. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for the interests. So go to security and then access data.
Don't play this game in the car.
Okay, access data. Yeah, I was there at access. I knew you'd ask me to do access data.
I think you scroll all the way down to the bottom, ads interests,
okay.
And then hit view all.
View all.
So you can play this game along with us at home.
Oh my gosh.
And just hit view more. And this is basically what it's targeting you with.
Yeah.
And a good chunk of mine, I've done this multiple times, and it evolves and everything. Let's just go back and forth, Tom. Let's go back and forth what Instagram thinks we care about, just top to bottom.
Okay.
Okay, you go first.
You're going to love number one.
Is it hair care?
It's hair products.
Yes! Yes!
I don't put any time into searching them, though. That's the best part.
It's incredible.
Wait a second. It means it looks at me and thinks, that guy could... Oh my gosh, that's the best compliment I've ever gotten in my life.
By Instagram.
Creeped on by Instagram. To all the ladies out there who think they go through my Instagram thinking you're the best compliment, no, it has been Instagram itself and the creepy dudes who run this stupid ad targeting campaign against me. Okay.
Can I get my number one?
Go.
Shopping and fashion. Not surprising anybody. This is what I actually do on Instagram.
Hey, say your number three on three. One, two, three.
Beauty?
Clothing. Okay.
My number two is dresses.
Gotcha.
Which that one reveals a whole other side of my life.
Okay.
Which I'm usually trying to upgrade my girlfriend's wardrobe.
Pick out one.
Now give me one, two, three.
No. Because these are not ranked in order. It's just all.
I believe
totally
they
out
are.
There. No, I don't think so.
I believe they are.
No, I think.
Give me two and three for the sake of knowing about two and three.
Let's just do this.
Number two.
Pick out your weirdest ones.
Can I have two and three?
Okay, I told you two and three. Shopping and fashion and clothing.
They're okay. Yeah, this is fine.
There's no way those are my favorite interests.
Okay, so hit view more and then scroll down to the bottom farther. I really think that that's what it's
doing. It.
That's what it's trying to sell you. No, I know. But just like keep hitting view more and then start scrolling down.
Okay, finally. No, it's still like SummerSlam is on there.
There we go. I've got politics, guitar, Premier League.
I just have Venezuela.
Have you ever been to Venezuela?
No, but I'm now very interested in Venezuela.
See it new.
I have puppy.
See, it's amazing
it's
how...
It's just one of them, but I have puppy.
It's amazing how it goes from... I just have one that, in lowercase, just says mountain. not mountains or mountain climbing, just mountain.
Does it say which one?
No, just mountain.
I have FC Barcelona and DC Universe, two of my favorite soccer clubs.
I have...
Oh, Migos. That's good. University of Delhi.
I have team sport.
Singular.
I'm interested in team sport.
Go team!
Oh, how about this one? This is a pretty good one for Instagram to be trying to sell me. Image. Also Japanese hip hop.
I'd like to point out that I'm interested in CrossFit twice. I'm very interested in CrossFit.
It feels right for CrossFit people.
Yeah, I feel like everyone who's interested in CrossFit is interested in CrossFit twice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's my favorite. Josh, I'd like you to know that I am very interested in Ninja.
Yes! Good. Is it capital N?
Capital N.
That's
Ninja.
That's the streamer, then.
Oh, I'm not interested in that.
I bet you are.
No. Oh, wait. I finally got to the bottom. It finally stopped.
It continues?
What's your last one? Get to the bottom. My last interest on Instagram is Volkswagen Group.
That's very good. I have human hair color on the way down.
Yeah.
Logo is on there.
Okay.
Korean hip hop. Cocktail dress is right below Kansas City Chiefs. And I would say that one of those is way more relevant to my daily life.
Squat. Exercise.
How many times do you think you hit the bottom or hit the button before you got to the end of it?
Seven?
Oh, no. Hey, worldwide web. I thought the basketball guy was going to have his own thing. No, just the World Wide Web altogether.
I am interested in Georgia, U.S. state.
I'm interested in Travis Scott, musician.
I'm interested in home run.
I mean, are you? Is that true?
I want home run.
I'm both interested in the wood and wood, according to these two back-to-back. Also, Thor, all lowercase, and comic strip.
I am interested in cars. I am also interested in cars film.
I'm interested in the Democratic Party, United States, and, a little farther down the list, to be honest, Republican Party, United States.
I'm absolutely interested in consumer electronics. That is dead on.
List of United States cities by population.
I am interested in World Star!
I'm interested in strength and conditioning coach.
Me too. I am interested in climbing.
I'm interested in...
Oh, also rock climbing.
I'm interested in rock and roll. And also, the music.
I'm interested in Miami Beach, Florida. Sure.
I'm interested in satire. And also Nestle Purina Pet Care.
I'm interested in suit clothing.
And I'm interested in Tom Martin of KCTV 5, who we'll continue talking to whenever we come back on Almost Entirely Sports.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Yeah, look, I came on here thinking this was going to be a fair interview. And
I just want to know,
a lot of respect for you.
Local news.
No, listen. This is something where I come on, I give my time to you, Josh, okay?
Yeah.
And this is the thanks I get. So, you know what? I'm through, okay? I'm through. Goodbye.
Well, that we... Next time, we'll call Mick Schaefer.
On Sports Radio 810, WHB.
All right, we got 60 seconds, it sounds like, to do this segment. Tom Martin of KCTV5 on Twitter at TomKCTV5. On Instagram at Tom Martin with no I, right? He's doing the thing again. I forgot that we did that. We had the interaction. I forgot that you threw me to the wolves. It is an audio medium, though. Should probably say something. He's just emoting. He's just emoting in a graphic and substantial way. Oh, no. Tom, look at this camera over here. I know the cameras are weird for you. But look at this one over here. Beard is giving you the shame zoom. Well, if you can use this opportunity to mention that you can watch the show on the Sports Radio 810 Facebook page, where you can see Tom Martin's face very, very close up. Follow him on Twitter. We'll talk to you never again.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.